So the previous episode, we talked about staying in your short-term rental. Now we're talking about staying in the area and learning what it's all about. Welcome, REI Society. Thank you guys for listening. Today I'm super pumped because this is my favorite part of owning a short-term rental. I get to stay in the house for free, obviously, because the guest is actually paying for it, and it allows me to pay my mortgage and have a free vacation home. But the best part to me is the vacation home and the area. So yesterday we talked about staying in the house itself. Today we're talking about staying in the area. Now, I highly recommend for your guest book, you need to try out everything you can in your area over a period of a 2 or 3 weekends. So if that is restaurants, you need to go eat at all the cafes, you need to go eat at all the first class restaurants. But not only restaurants, you need to enjoy what's going on in the area. So what my wife and I like to do, as well as my kids, when we get to one of our vacation homes, we go in and we find out things that are very interesting to us. So for us, we like that live, work, play concept. We enjoy good coffee. We enjoy good wine. So we're going to find the nearest places that that allow us to have those drinks. We're also very big foodies, and a lot of people are. So we're going to go try out all the cafes, try all the high-end restaurants, and come up with our favorites, and then just regard the ones that we didn't like. And we're going to take note of that. That way we can incorporate that into our guidebook. So if you're not familiar with the guidebook is where you give all of the details of your house, but not only your house, you tell everybody what to do in your area. And that's why I say that it's really important for you to go ahead and learn your area. And not only restaurants, you need to learn what is the draw in your area. Whether it's hiking and biking, what are the nearest waterfall hikes? What are the nearest wine hikes? What is the tourism that's bringing tourism out there? What is the draw that's bringing the tourism out there to your property, to your area? In Savannah, Georgia, you have the St. Patty's Day. So that's a big festival. So rates can be highly increased in March, on March 17th. You know, my Savannah house, before I sold it, it was getting like $200 a night. But then on St. Patty's Day, it was $450 a night. So I knew and made sure to advertise St. Patty's Day. That is key. That is crucial to owning a short-term rental and having it become successful, is telling everybody what to do. If you have a beach house, go hang out in the different beaches and talk about that in your guidebook. If you are going to go and sip on wine and you're in a town full of wineries, talk about that, your favorite ones in your guidebook. Now, this is accustomed to you and your favorite things that you like to do. Your favorite restaurants, acknowledge those. Your favorite wineries and coffee shops, acknowledge those. Your favorite hiking and biking places, acknowledge those. What else is there to do? That is for you to find. So here's what I like to do, especially when we're new to the area and we haven't experienced a lot. We will actually talk to the locals, find out what their favorite spots are, and then we'll go visit them. So if we have a contractor working on a house, what's your favorite restaurant? Oh, it's this really cool little barbecue place around the corner. Oh, okay, yeah. Biggin's Barbecue. Yeah, we're gonna go to Biggin's Barbecue now. I enjoy a conversation with the locals. Where's your favorite beach? Oh, it's right here in Hilton Head. It's this really cool little beach, Folly Beach. It's not as busy as the other one, but it's more low key. Okay, great. We're going to go check out Folly Beach. So you see where I'm going. Right now I'm in North Georgia and we're about to launch our cottage here in the North Georgia mountains. This will be our third short-term rental up here. And we were trying to find out what a really nice hike was. So we've had people tell us about Amicalola Falls, and they got the largest waterfall in Georgia. And we hiked it yesterday and it was incredible. It was a really nice experience and it allowed us to understand and find out what was in the area. And then last night we ran into some neighbors in our house and around our house, and we were asking them their favorite restaurants. So we're gonna try out some restaurants today. So you see where I'm going with this. You need to find out what's going on in your area. And not only do you need to find out what's going on in your area, you need to visit these places. You need to eat at these places. You need to hike these places and bike these places and lounge around at the beaches. You need to get in touch with the locals and find out what the big festivals are. and you need to do your research and make sure that you advertise that not only in your short-term rental listing, but in your guidebook. Your guidebook is an online guidebook for the short-term rental listing in Airbnb and VRBO, but not only is it an online guidebook, it is also a PDF you can print out and store a physical copy in your house itself, in your short-term rental, your condo, or your townhome. So you're going to have a little space where you're going to have like a welcome area, and you're going to have your guidebook right there. And that's going to allow you to actually have something physical where when they move into, when they come to the property, they can actually open it up and flip through it. And it tells them all about the house, and it tells them all about the area and your favorite places to visit. All right, guys, if you like this episode, go ahead and tag me on a screenshot in Instagram on Brandon at Brandon G. Thompson. Share this with all your friends and family. Like, we're all about education, and we really want to teach you the four pillars of real estate: wholesaling and flipping and long-term rentals and short-term rentals. So if you guys are interested in learning more about these topics, go to reisocietyedu.com. And guess what? If you're listening now, I'm going to give you a preview. On Christmas Day, we are launching all of our courses with a deep, deep discount as my Christmas present to you. It's going to be $249 per training program, per course. $249. So you can literally get all four training programs for the price of $1,000 or less. So go ahead and go to reisocietyedu.com on Christmas Day and grab yourself a training program. And that's it for now. See you in the next episode.